Welcome to ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, market trends, and investment opportunities. This is Sabri Saran. The devastating surge in COVID second wave in India has turned investors wary of the economic growth prospects, and FIIs have been selling off in a big way after some 6 months. Meanwhile, the country is also fearing a possible third wave. As such, sectoral rotation is visible all across, and the industries that cater to demand outside of India are seeing strong traction, while cautiousness has prevailed in many domestic demand-driven sectors once seen as perennial money spinners. So will this wave of COVID change all those equations, alter investment perspectives, and dent India Inc.'s earnings the same way as it did in 2020? We caught up with Harsha Upadhyay, President and CIO for Equity at Kotak Mahindra AMC, to understand the impact of the partial lockdowns on earnings, discover the sectors he finds comfort in, and figure out what he thinks can be the best investment strategy at this stage. Listen in. Welcome to the show, sir. My first question is, how much of an impact of the second COVID wave do you see on earnings projections? Should investors worry?
Clearly, at least the evidence that is coming from Jan to March quarter doesn't indicate that there was any downturn that was witnessed because of COVID second phase in the Jan to March quarter. So accordingly, most of the results would be in line with expectations that the market had. So I don't see volatility or concerns coming from that front. But what happens in April to June quarter is something where fingers are still crossed, jury is still out on that. But to us, we think that going by how the vaccination is progressing and what's happening on the new cases overall in terms of increase, we believe that somewhere in the next 1-2 months, we should have a control on the second wave as well in India. So our expectation is, even if there is an impact on earnings and economy, it's not going to be as severe as what it was in the April to June quarter of 2020. One, I think the vaccination is happening now. And secondly, the lockdown is not pan-India basis. It's more regional and localized. So to that extent, a few companies may get impacted depending on where they are located, where their distribution is located, etc. But the overall impact is likely to be much lesser than what it was in the April to June quarter of last year.
COVID wave is seen impacting asset quality of banks. What do recent bank commentaries suggest? What is your view on banks?
There were a lot of concerns about how COVID will impact asset quality of banks. But again, there the evidence has been that much of that impact has been managed very well by banks. I think there is adequate provisioning that they have done, and overall asset quality has been managed quite okay. The second wave also is likely to be less adverse as compared to what it was during the COVID phase one. So overall, we believe that this is something that is not likely to adversely impact the overall positioning of the bank. Yes, one has to be a little cautious in terms of how long this second COVID wave will continue. But there may not be any material impact on the bank in terms of asset quality during this period.
Are you comfortable with valuations of IT and pharma counters? What is your call on the two sectors?
We are more comfortable on the domestic cyclical businesses. The reason being, from a valuation perspective, they are not at the high levels that they had traded in the past, or relative to the benchmark, they are at much better valuation. Positioning is also towards some of these domestic cyclicals. We believe that the hiccup that we are seeing in terms of the second COVID wave is transient. And when the economy continues on its revival path, these segments will offer not only earnings growth, but also a possibility of re-rating in terms of valuation. I can't say that for sure in terms of valuation re-rating in case of IT or pharma. They have done well in the last year and a half, simply because one, there was under ownership in most of the funds. These sectors were considered to be defensive, and they also delivered good set of numbers during the COVID crisis. So overall, the business improved, and the valuations also moved up quite meaningfully. But from here on, to expect the same thing to happen for these sectors is not something that we are comfortable with. So while we do have some position in IT and pharma to have a defensive tilt in our portfolios, but our larger overweights among sectors is coming from domestic cyclical bar.
Different projections suggest this wave of COVID may peak by May or either June. Is there any sector that you think the street is more worried about than it should be?
Most of the domestic cyclical pockets have seen some sort of a sideways movement or a correction in the last few months. I would say that partially it was because of a natural correction that you will see in markets every now and then, and partially because of the COVID concern. Some of these sectors were expected to take some section of the market at least felt that some of these sectors could get impacted. But I think that's where the opportunity also, as I said earlier, I think if the concerns are too high on the domestic cyclical side, and if the valuations go down during this volatility, then that would be a pocket to look at in terms of building a position from a more from a medium to long term perspective. As long as the COVID second phase is in front of us, and as long as vaccination has not reached the optimum level, there would be concerns on what happens to the economy, etc. But eventually, I think some of these segments would definitely give a lot of wealth creation opportunities. So I would put banking, industrials, and some of the other cyclical sectors in that bracket.
Despite a steep rally in metal stocks, the street is gung-ho on the sector, especially steel. What is your view?
We continue to be overweight on metals. These were beaten down stocks in 2020 on the back of production cuts in China, and how demand is expected to play out, not just in the global scenario, but also in the domestic scenario. I think some of these stocks have done really well. We continue to remain positive. I think as economy opens up, not just in India, but globally, there would be an increased demand for commodities to build all those economies. And the pricing should remain firm, given that not all of the production that was available in the past is going to come back in a hurry. So demand supply situation is expected to be tinted towards higher demand, and that should help pricing. And many of the stocks in these sectors have also done very well on the balance sheet side by deleveraging themselves in tough periods. And that's also playing well at this point of time. Not only the profitability is going up, but also the deleveraged balance sheets are giving a lot of comfort to investors to invest into some of these.
What is your investment mantra? Like, what will be your advice to investors at this stage?
Yeah, I think clearly the retail investors should be looking at a couple of things. I would say three important tenets for successful investing. One is prudent asset allocation. Second is long-term focus and discipline and a regular investing. If you combine all of this, I think the results are going to be definitely much better. You have to control your greed and fear, and that you can do through focusing on the long term and also by making disciplined investment. So I would say that that's something that one can practice. And along with that, you should also have an eye on what should be the asset allocation. You should not simply go by how a particular asset class has done in the past or how it is expected to do. But just like any meal, which has to be very balanced in terms of what you consume, even in case of your financial planning, it has to be very, very balanced. So every asset class plays a different role at different points of time, and that should be taken into consideration. And a portfolio which is diversified is to be built. I think if anybody finds difficulty in this, I think there are financial experts who can explain these concepts and help retail investors to really take that path.
Thank you, Mr. Upadhyay. That's all in this week's special podcast. Do keep checking this space for more such interesting content, and take time out to follow our market podcasts twice every day. Stay safe and happy weekend.